Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Hi, everyone. Again, welcome to Grace Break. This is Tracy Worley, and thank you for joining me this Monday morning. And as always, I love Mondays because I look forward to spending time with you. And even if you're listening to the recording of the show, welcome and so glad to have you. This week, we're following up on the second part of Authentic Self. And last week, we started in Authentic Self and the four areas to concentrate on to being authentic, and that is the law of character, law of the lid, law of perfection, and law of celebration. We went through the law of character, we touched on the law of lid, and today we are going to concentrate on the law of perfection and the law of celebration. And again, to be authentic self, in Western society, so often we are asked to be average. We're asked to be what everybody else is being, do what everybody else is doing. And where does that leave us? Most of us feel unfocused, overwhelmed, unconscious of just following and not living out our God's given purpose in this life. So I'm going to challenge you today to just tap into that awareness of where the Spirit is talking to you. And if you're not already living out your purpose or you know what it is, but there's some fear and there's a little bit of a barrier for you to step through, be encouraged, because we've all started there. We've all been there, done that. And let's step through together. Let me walk side by side with you as we talk about authentic self. From I'm having the same conversation, same value set, same attitude, from the boardroom to the PTA room, from the soccer field to the gym. Okay. So no longer are we in the think and thought processes, okay, I'm walking into this client's office, this is what they believe, so I'm going to follow suit. When we're not authentic, people are not drawn to us. So we have to fight a little bit harder to glean the clients. We have to fight a little bit harder for our family to follow. So the more authentic we are in those conversations, the more authentic we are in our personal conversations to ourselves, is critical to the success we desire and deserve in our personal and professional life. So again, I'm going to talk about authentic self and read a little excerpt. We all experience peaks and valleys in our lives. It doesn't matter where we have been in the past or where we find ourselves now. Growth can come from a positive attitude and the willingness to challenge our self-belief. Through grace, courage is the gift of becoming the person we are meant to be. The seeds of courage fuel our heart to change and possess perfections of our dream. So I challenge you and I welcome you to possess the perfection of your dreams. And we're going to talk about perfection in detail today and what that is. Because we all strive for it. But what does it mean for us personally? I know for me, perfection, I have dreams of playing in the WNBA. I'm not built for it. Nor is it a skill or talent that I've been given. I can dream about it. But within the perfection of my own life, that is not activity that I'm going to be a part of. Authentic self. The law of character, again, is our self-image, which builds our character. It's our core values. And I want to talk about values and beliefs really quickly before we move on. Is values is your core. This is what makes your heart sing. This is the spiritual DNA, your blueprint. Okay? belief systems are those that we can either accept or reject, okay? I hear often where entrepreneurs are struggling, where their family, their belief system, well, this is our lot in life and we'll never be successful because this is what we are meant to do. This is our lot in life. And that is a belief system that's acceptable or rejectable. There's a belief system where some have grown it up in households where they were continually berated and called stupid. And even on a jokingly manner, when we think about our internal conversations, and if we continually say, oh, Tracy, that was so stupid, that's now my belief system that I'm honing into my spiritual being. Even your prayer life ends up thinking negatively when we start doing that negative self-talk. So the word stupid is not in my vocabulary on a daily basis. When I hear somebody else say it, I immediately go into coaching mode and ask them to restate the sentence or the statement, whatever. They conjured up the word stupid. It's not part of what God intends us to do, to talk to ourselves that way. He doesn't talk to us that way. So the law of character is our values. Belief system and our beliefs can be accepted or rejected. And that's just being humble in the grace and prayer for others. And it's a golden rule. Others the way you want to be treated. That's a great way to start. What are my values? Where is my core? And then law of the lid is our own internal limitation of achieving higher than we can today. A lid inhibits our ability to move, to be more tomorrow than we are today. Self-limiting beliefs put a ceiling on our lives. So if that's, I really desire to travel around the world, well, there's nothing limiting me doing that. What's limiting me doing that is setting the intention to do it. When I set the intention to do it, I've been invited around the world to speak. That's pretty cool. So set the intention. God will take care of it. The law of perfection. So now we're going to dive deeper into the law of perfection. This is one of my favorites. Perfection in the eye of Western society. If I asked all of you to give me examples of what that is very quickly, we could come up with some. And everything on the list, if you dig deep into the heart of it, is average. Society is asking us to be within the mold, be within the box. And I love talking about the big kid box. And I may have talked about this before, but it's one of my favorite things as well. So today is Monday, my favorite things, apparently. The box, the cool kid box is what I like to call it. All the cool kids are in the box together. And even as a little itty-bitty Shirley Temple look-alike, yet curly blonde hair, blue eyes, I used to be really cute. Did I not ever belong in the box with the rest of the kids? I could not understand why everyone would congregate in one area when there's so much of the world to explore, when there's so much more to see and experience than the box with everybody else. And this is after the law of perfection is the law of celebration, and we're going to talk about that as well. But when we're living in our law of perfection, we're going to celebrate that. Because when we're not conformed to everybody else's belief system, vocabulary, thought processes, when we're outside outside of that box. This is where creativity and innovation takes place. This is where our deepest conversation with God takes place. It's outside of that box, outside of that comfort zone where we are now completely accountable and responsible for what we are doing, for what we say, for what we do. And it's beautiful out there. The freedom of not being within the box of societal perfection is beautiful. So here is four steps to identify and create your perfection. The first one is identification. Identify and examine your self-beliefs. What are those set points? I talked about it a little bit earlier regarding set points. If you grew up in a household where everything that you did was stupid, okay, even if you garnered a 4.0 GPA or higher, that wasn't celebrated. What was talked about was not making the basketball team. What are those set points? What is the set point or barrier that's holding you back to do the thing or things that you know that you're made to do? And only you can answer that. That's a conversation with you and God. And in church, a lot of, most churches, I should say, will have you take a skills assessment. Where are you gifted? And it's not a bad test, and I encourage everybody to take it. I think there's a free one online. Just type Google in church gifts, spirit gifts, and some of it's hospitality, wisdom, discernment, stewardship, where that is. What's holding you back from stepping through that door? Pray and meditate on it. And God's going to give you the answer. God's going to give you a door that's open to serve within your purpose and the gift that he has given you. So examine those self-belief system. What are those set points? What is it that someone may say to you that will just make you take 10 steps back instead of 10 steps forward? Identify those set points so you can keep moving forward. The second area is disassociation. And this is within that prayer time with God, using your imagination and vision to disassociate yourself from those set points. So once we identify those areas that are holding us back, disassociate with prayer. Give it to God. Say, God, I know I'm fearful. I know I'm not stepping through. Just give it to him. That's what he's there for. And the third area, apply the antidote. Apply the antidote. This is focus on truth. Repeatedly reinforce the truth. We are made in God's image. So when we focus on the truth and reinforce it repeatedly, we start to see the light. We start to see, I'm not just going to take a few steps back, and I'm not going to timidly then walk a few steps forward. I'm running. Okay. When we apply the antidote, which is the truth, reinforce it in your life, in your purpose, and gifts. This is your law of perfection. And the fourth area is employ new empowering beliefs. Set new truths through mindset and prayer. And there's three areas to do that. Ask, believe, and receive. If we're not asking, we're not believing it, and we're not open to receiving it. And even if we keep our mind open, because so often we pray for specific things that we want. So during this time, be open and ask, what God wants. What does He want you to use your gifts and purpose for? What did He build you for perfection for? So be open. Ask God, where is it that I am to be in your perfection? Believe that He will give you the answer and be open to receiving. And this is where prayer and the law of perfection, when we pray for specific things in our mind's eye, we're programmed and we know what we want, we see it, but often we close down because we're so intuned in looking at something else, what we think that God wants us to be doing. And we're no longer open and receiving. So at this point, law of perfection, employ new empowering beliefs. Set the new truth through prayer. Ask, believe, and receive. And to receive, we have to be open to other possibilities. And how many of you have, you know, been in a prayerful state, maybe within, be within a day, be within, you know, a prayerful time over months, and you finally receive the answer. Timing into the law of perfection is also part of the formula. So we must have belief. It's okay to dream. Be passionate about the growth that God is excited to see you walk into. He's excited to see you run. So run to the law of perfection. Love it. So as we think about our authentic self, experience gives us opportunity to plant seeds of change, to encourage and nurture new beginnings, and the courage to do so. And as we think about the law of character, the law of the lid, the law of perfection, the person you were made to be in the image of God. Plant the seeds of change. Change is awesome, quite honestly. Encourage and nurture the new beginnings. And pray, God's going to give you the courage to do it. And through grace and humility, we can find perfection of our purpose, our desire, our passion, our dreams, and value. Because we do have value here. What is that? And when I talk to people who are unfocused, overwhelmed, have a hard time concentrating, when we dig into the heart of it, most of the time, they've lost the purpose of who they are and why they are valued here. And only they can answer that question. So I'm going to encourage you, you can seek outside of yourself. You know, what? Ask close friends, acquaintances. You know, what is it that you see I do best? And take that and look for commonalities. But only you, within the prayerful state with God, do you know your why and the value that you're here. Because we're all unique. And to find the uniqueness, our dreams, our visions, our desires, and we're not bound to a square, compact piece of earth. We're unique. God didn't create us to stand still. God created us to move buttons so we can back up. But our face, our eyes, our mouth, our ears, all face one direction. That's forward. So move forward into your authentic self, your law of perfection. Claim what you want. Pray. Protect it. Prioritize. keep an open heart, imprint the new truth, which creates a new heart, a new character. It's what I want. There's no longer a belief that I can't. This is another word that is not part of my vocabulary, is the word can't. It's what I want. So write this down. There is no longer a belief that I can't. With God's perfection and in His image, there's no longer a belief that I can't. The law of celebration. How many of you celebrate on a daily basis? Do you celebrate and journal? Do you write down at least one great thing that happened today? Well, right now, I'm going to play a little grace break minute about celebration, and then we're going to dig in deep into this one.
It's time for your grace break with America's leading grace coach and trainer, keynote speaker and author, Tracy Worley.
Do you celebrate success? Society makes it easy for drama to dominate our life. A group of us have a celebration pact. We all celebrate each other's successes. The celebration in turn ignites others to success. I challenge you to boldly celebrate your achievements. As your celebration creates forward momentum to success, the momentum is contagious, and other successful people will be drawn to you. Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.
And that's your Grace Break with America's leading grace coach and trainer, keynote speaker and author, Tracy Worley. For more information on Tracy's services, go to gracebreak.com. That's gracebreak.com.
I love sharing those grace break minutes. Celebrate. Sometimes it's hard to think about one thing to celebrate, especially when we're in the valley times of our lives. So I'm going to encourage you to journal if you don't already. And every night or the following morning, write down one thing that you are grateful for that day. It may just be the Starbucks coffee that you bought on your way to work. I mean, that's the one thing that you're grateful for that day. I know for me personally, in valley times, honestly, that's one thing I was grateful for. The ability to have that little break in my day, to have a delicious cup of coffee, to reset my mind, to reset my heart, to just take that minute to slowly sip coffee. For you, it may be something different. It may be 5 minutes out in the garden. Find one thing to be grateful for and celebrate it. Because if celebration will unfold to more meaningful and greater expression of our life's purpose. So the more we celebrate, I'm going to say this again, celebration will unfold to more meaningful and greater expression of our life's purpose. And God celebrates us every day. We should celebrate every day. We should celebrate our friends and family every day. And this is one area in transparency and honesty with all of you, I have fallen down a little bit. And so we're reinstituting this in our household and celebrating each other. What's one thing you did great at work today? What's one great thing you did at praise team practice today? What's one great thing you did today? And again, those valley days, that one great thing may be I got out of bed. God is gracious patience. God is gracious in his mercy. And the success is staying in love with what we love and letting it ignite others. This is when we are living and walking within our purpose, our God's given gifts and talent purpose. We stay in love with what we love and letting it ignite others. And you are one of these people. You can name these people. When you're watching them do what they are meant to do, we say, we want what they're having, right? I want what they're having. Well, what they have is living within God's purpose, the law of perfection, within the authentic self of who they are made to be. And saying you believe in yourself will not guarantee your success. But saying you don't believe in yourself will guarantee failure. So just say you believe in yourself. Ask, believe, and receive. And the law of character is where we started. That's the bottom of your triangle. It's the bottom of your pyramid. That's your solid foundation. Then we go to the law of the lid. What's holding me back? The law of perfection, my favorite. Who are we as individuals? We are perfect, made in the image of God. And celebrate. And I want to end with celebrate as well, because we can even celebrate our failures. What has or hasn't gone right? Because within those failures, within those risk moments, is our biggest learning opportunities. It's our biggest areas of life where we can take it into our law of perfection. And I'm going to use Thomas Edison. And most of you have all heard this before. 10,000 light bulbs didn't work. And people would say, you're a failure. You know, why do you keep trying? His response is the positive attitude of, well, now I just know 10,000 ways of not how to build a light bulb. And I'm going to leave you with this quote. This is out of Malcolm Gladwell's book, David and Goliath, page 149, if you do have the copy of the book. Courage is not something that you already have that makes you brave when the tough times start. Courage is what you earn when you've been through the tough times and you discover they aren't so tough after all. I'm going to say that again. Courage is what you earn when you've been through the tough times and you discover they aren't so tough after all. This recording and resources, I invite you to go to gracebreak.com. Again, thank you so much for joining me on Monday. If you're listening to the recording, thank you for listening. Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Burley.